Harborside Hal Wafer from Rivers Casino and Sportsbook joins us right now. 104.5 The Team. Hal, how are you doing?
Hey, great, Olivek and guys. Thanks for having me as usual.
How'd everything go last night over at Rivers with this stunning matchup between the Vikings and those amazing Redskins?
Believe it or not, very well for the book, as you know, another fave goes down. A lot of people thought Washington, you know, wasn't going to show up at all, but that surprised a lot of folks. You know, I mean, they kept it close enough, so to speak.
They definitely did.
As I always like to say, good teams win, but great teams cover.
That's one of my favorite quotes in sports. And there were some moments at the end of that game, too, where maybe the Vikings could have covered. They just couldn't get it in the end zone in the end. And by the way, that's not the only Washington team that was an underdog. We've got the World Series now. Have you guys seen a lot of action on the Nationals more so than the Astros in the Fall Classic?
Believe it or not, really, people are riding the Astros. I mean, you may have your, as you always do, value bettors, you know what I mean? Before the World Series started, where, you know, they're getting about 2-1 or so on the Nats, Washington. And, you know, a few people mentioned that to me. They were playing it because of value. But really, people were riding the Astros for all it's worth, you know.
Hal Wafer with us right now from Rivers Casino Sportsbook. Do you expect that to continue? Like, will people jump in now, even when they're down 2-0? Because, I mean, the odds would be favorable at this moment.
Right. I mean, I think people maybe think, you know, it's now or never kind of thing, game three, you know what I mean? And I personally don't see that letting up. Now, after game three, if they were to lose, maybe then people get off, you know, they get off that horse, so to speak.
All right, Hal, I've got a question involving college football, because there was such a big upset last week in college football where Wisconsin's a 31-point favorite and Illinois beats them outright. So here I go to the Rivers, I go, all right, Arkansas's a 30-plus point favorite. I'm going to toss $5 on there and hope it hits, and I win. But you guys don't offer money lines for some big games. Why, for some of these huge point spreads, do some casinos not offer the opportunity to bet on a money line?
Yeah, it's just too lopsided a lot of times, you know, either way. And that's just an operator's choice. Some do, but a lot of them back away from offering it on huge line spreads.
Hal Wafer with us. Hal, it's the thing that everybody wants to know about is your metrics. What's going on? Is there anything that's completely out of whack when it comes to metrics versus spread?
You want to try pro football?
Yeah, let's go with the NFL.
Okay, so in the pro football, on a over-under total, what I noticed that's a bit out of whack here is going to be Philadelphia and Buffalo. I believe the line is Buffalo minus 1.5, and the total 43.5 is a betting number. And the metrics like Buffalo by a field goal. So that's good right there. And the spread, that's right about on. The metrics have it at 43, so that's a legitimate number. But Buffalo looks to be a nice little deal there on that one.
I like that game, too. Philadelphia, third straight road game. They're playing a really tough defense. The metrics and the Levatrics, they come together on that one.
Yeah, like, you know, like Cheeseburg.
You had me at Cheeseburg.
I don't want to name certain people in the studio, but his initials are Jeff Levack. Some people don't like the Patriots at times. Are the Patriots getting bet against because people can't stand him? And what do you see in the Patriot-Brown game this Sunday?
Okay, so what was the betting number is, when I last looked on the big board again, was New England minus 12 with a total of 45.5. The metrics have New England by almost 16.
Wow.
And the total at 41.5, a little bit lower than the betting number. But it looks like New England there may not be a bad play. You're just doing a pure comparison.
How often, like, when you see numbers like that, how often does it follow through in line with the metrics, and how often do you feel like it goes the other way?
It's like I always tell the folks, and, you know, we've spoken before, you know, in person. It's a really great comparison method, be it for the metrics on the spread or the totals. It at least gives you a solid gauge of where the line honestly should lie. Or lay, you know how those two words go, lie, lay, you know, you never get it right. And, but where it, about where it should be, and at least has it a solid foundation of a starting point, and then it's just a matter of whatever other angles or methods and things you utilize to help you along, but it definitely gives you a solid starting point versus not having anything.
And not only do you have great NFL action, college football, the World Series, a great weekend to, as I like to say, invest at the Rivers Casino, but a great event going on. It's the Sports Expo. For more information, check out 1045theteam.com and our Facebook page, facebook.com/1045theteam. How we got former athletes, big events. I know you're going to be there.
Yep.
This seems like a great event in the Capital Region, this Sports Expo coming up this weekend.
Oh, yeah, it's going to be fantastic, and it's free and open to the public as long as you're over 21, and it's a great chance to, partake in meeting some former professional athletes from Bernard King of the Knicks, Mickey Rivers of the Yankees, Roy White of the Boston Red Sox, Red Loig, who is a heavyweight boxing champion, Tim Witherspoon, the Albany Patroons head coach, and then Derek Rowland, a former NBA EuroLeague player, besides myself, John DeSilva, he used to write for the New York Post and an odds maker. And we'll be sharing a lot of tidbits on the panel discussion part of it, where, you can learn some more and get some keen insight. Is one thing that's great about sports betting, it allows you to participate, and that just amps up the interest level, as you guys well know.
Very much, man. Harborside Hal Wafer right there, Rivers Casino and Sportsbook. Goz will be there with you this Sunday, as he is every Sunday, 4:30 to 6:30.
Perfect.
And Hal, it's always nice when we get to pop in and say hello to you while we're attempting to take all your money.
hey, no worries. No worries there. That's fine.
Hal, man, we appreciate your time.
Oh, thank you guys and all the folks out there. Have a great day, and it betters tomorrow.